Good morning. And Merry Christmas. Today at 4 p.m., we will have our annual family Christmas service, followed by cider and goodies. We hope you come back for that service. There is no child care or RE today. You may use the nursery if you need to, but you will need to stay with your child if they leave the sanctuary. Today's morning service is a formal Christian communion service. All people, including children, are welcome to take communion at our table today. You do not have to have been baptized or confirmed in any Christian tradition. The wine in the chalice is non-alcoholic so that everyone can join in. If you are uncertain about what to do when called forward, let us know and we'll demonstrate for you. Today's order of service includes announcements of upcoming LCUUC activities and events, and everyone is welcome to attend. LCUUC is a UUA welcoming congregation, and we are open to all people, regardless of whom they love or how they present gender. Come, explore what community can mean for you. Please take a moment at this point to silence any electronic gadgets you may have with you. And Amy, you have something.
For those of you wondering why we are doing this service today, or those who have not been here before, the breadth and depth of the Unitarian Universalist Association is astounding. We run from churches which are almost entirely secular to churches which do this liturgy on a weekly basis, such as King's Chapel in Boston. The liturgy you will be seeing today is based on the liturgy used at our UU church in Boston, King's Chapel. This is the formal high church, universalist Christian communion service and the liturgy that goes with it. So for those of you who've never seen it, this is what it looks like. You are welcome after the service to ask questions. Everyone, again, is welcome to come forward for communion. We will be doing communion by intinction, and what that means is Sue will hand you the piece of bread. She'll hold out the paten, and you take a piece of bread. I will hold out the cup, and you dip the bread, and then you put it in your mouth. We may be religious, but we're also germ conscious. So if you try to grab the cup, we're going to struggle for a minute. If you're not sure what to do, it's really okay to ask Sue or I, what am I supposed to do? It's absolutely fine. So I hope you enjoy the service today. I hope it raises questions. And this, again, is one form of what UUism can look like. Thank you.
Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Please rise in body or spirit as you are willing and join in singing our opening hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful, and remain standing when the hymn is completed. The words are in your order of service.
Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated.
Welcome to Lake Country Unitarian Universalist Church. My name is Sue Andrews, and I'm the worship associate for this morning service. I've given a lot of thought about this morning service. For the past 60 years, I've avoided saying things I didn't believe. I told Christy Bowden that I was struggling, and she said, "Oh my goodness, Sue, you're out of your comfort zone." And I thought, little did she know, I was so far out, I needed a passport. But I do believe that religious ritual is rich in wisdom, and that through engaging in that ritual, we connect with the wisdom. The sharing of bread and wine is a communal act across cultures, reminding us that we are children of God and participants in the cosmic dance. The Christian communion reminds us that community requires sacrifice and humility. that although we may fall short, there is a communal love waiting to receive us. It is a gift of hope. Whether you are with us for the day or a lifetime, we are so very glad that you have chosen to join us this morning for worship, community, and celebration.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Jesus Christ, child of the divine, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. You that are seated on the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer, for you are the Holy One, you are the Lord, you alone are the Most High. Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, who makes us glad with the yearly remembrance of the birth of the Son, Jesus Christ, grant that as we joyfully receive him as a Redeemer, so may we with sure confidence behold him when he shall come again, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Ghost, world without end. Amen.
Amen. A reading from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Mary, do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I'm a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Here ends the first reading.
Please rise in body or spirit as you are willing and join in singing, "O Come, Emmanuel." The words are in your order of service.
Thank you.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find the child wrapped in bands of cloth lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them.
It is customary at this point in the Christian liturgy to ask everyone to please rise and stand for the gospel. I will leave it to your judgment if you are comfortable with that. I ask, please stand. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory be to the Word.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and life was the light in all people. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But all who received him and who believed in his name, he gave power to become the children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as the Father's Son, full of grace and truth. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses, and grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. We cannot see God. It is God the Son who is close to the Father's heart who has made him known. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to the Word. Please be seated.
We are here on this cold and a little snowy morning to celebrate the birth of a child. Now, each night a child... But this child's story has been told for over 2,000 years. It's a story of love. Love for the world, love for each and every person. It's a story of hope when all other hope is lost. And the story begins with the words you have just heard from the Gospel of Luke. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this was the first taxation and was taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And for the original listeners, this was current news. Quirinius was a politician. They had heard of him. He was a leader at a time of corruption and violence and political unrest and ridiculous acts of greed and malfeasance by rulers and officials across the Roman Empire. They knew who this guy was. And in the middle of this tax registration, a child who would be called holy, was born. A holy child agreed to be born because God needed to be present in the world in a way that wasn't somewhere out there or up there, but was here and real and understandable and touchable. God needed to be present in a way that human minds could understand and human hands could grasp. God needed to make people understand that it was their hands that had to do something. So in the middle of the greed and the corruption and the hatred and the fear and the fighting between various groups, God came down not in a whirlwind or a hurricane, not as a pillar of fire, but as the body of a human baby. The baby's mother was young. They think about 13. Pregnant, out of wedlock. This girl was unimportant to anyone but her family. This wasn't someone famous. That young girl's fiancé was a good man and an honest man. He was trying to follow the law and do what he was supposed to do. They probably traveled with friends and others, all people just trying to get back to pay their taxes. And Jesus came into the world at that time and was made human. He arrived amidst chaos and graft and corruption. Rome was huge. Its governors were miles and miles and miles, days worth of travel from Rome itself. They didn't always obey the letter of the law when ruling the people around them. And God didn't send a bunch of angels to tidy up the place because Jesus was coming. Jesus came into a broken world to proclaim a message of hope and love even in the midst of the brokenness. So what a message for us this Christmas, thousands of years in the future, from that world of stars and wise men and little shepherd boys. Jesus comes to the broken. Jesus comes when everything is torn and tattered and flapping loose, when we are scared it's all going to fall apart. Jesus comes when we're afraid that things will never be right again. Jesus consents to be born, and he continues to be born year after year after year. Because I don't know, standing here right now, if every one of you is going to have a Merry Christmas. I hope you do. I hope it's amazing. But I don't know that. I don't know if you're spending it in ways you'd prefer not to. I don't know if you're sick or well, surrounded by family, desperately alone. Maybe you're filled with rage at what's going on in our country or your family or your own heart. Maybe you're happy as you've ever been. Maybe you're missing someone who should be here with you, but never will be back again. Whoever you are this morning, however you are, Jesus is willing to be born for you, to be born in your heart, to be born into your life. The message that he brings, you don't have to be Christian. You don't have to clean it up. You don't have to get it all right. You can be broken and hear this message. You can be dented and battered and screwed up. You can have fouled up everything from the time you got up this morning. It's okay. You can be torn up, messed up, so very afraid, and still he will come. God with us, Emmanuel. The human child who was born to demonstrate that God loves you exactly as you are. That God can see you in all of your imperfection and all of your pain and still find you worthy of love. This isn't about the nitpicky bits of this story. I've been arguing with ministers all week over derivations of the word that became virgin in some translations. We've been fighting for 6 days. There is no agreement. Glad to have you know that. I don't know if she was a virgin. I don't know if she talked to God. I don't know if she and Joseph got a little too friendly before they actually got married, or if she was friendly with somebody else. I don't care. There was a human born who lived as well and as lovingly, as ethically and morally as anyone could. And he came to tell us that we could do the same, that he was human, just as we are human, and that God loved us that way, and that God loved him that way. So what's our answer to that love? The song Joy to the World has a line, "Let every heart prepare him room." And that is what it's all about when you remove all the spare bits of that story. Let every heart open up. Let every heart feel that divine love, that human love. But our hearts are often so tired and so hard, so surrounded by shells, so battered and beaten by the world, so broken, so ashamed. We're scared to have a tender heart when we read the news. We're scared to have a tender heart when we see who some of our neighbors are. That's terrifying. We're so weary of what it means to be human in a chaotic world. Let every heart prepare him room. Let every heart welcome in the Christ child. Let him be born in you on this night and every night. That isn't an easy thing. They're not asking you for something tiny. Christ comes to the broken. Christ comes to the marginalized and the beaten and the bowed. He comes to the poor and the lost and the straggler. He comes to all the rest of us. He brings love in the midst of all that is battered and says, don't be afraid, because fear is the big problem. Fear's the piece that tells us, refuse to love, protect yourself. Refuse to be vulnerable, protect yourself. Fear tells us that there is no way and all is lost. But Jesus came to make a way out of no way. He came to tell us that love can heal a broken heart. Love can inspire you to help heal the sorrows of the world. This isn't magic. This is human hands. He came to tell us that if we allow our hearts to be the stable where he was born, we will realize that it is love for one another that will lead us to use our human hands to mend the places where the world is shattered. No angels are coming down to do this work for us. We are the beloved of God, so beloved that he made his child in our image. Joy to the world, the Lord has come to live the word of God, to give us examples we can follow every day of our lives over and over again. May we dare to embody the living love of God, because the world will not be saved by complex theologies, religious mumbo jumbo, large words in complex volumes. The salvation of all of us comes in the form of a child, which reminds us that it is love and caring that will guide us to wholeness. Unto you a child is born. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. Amen. With all of our heart and all of our minds, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy, in response to each of the following sentences. For the peace from above, for the loving kindness of God, for the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the world, for the welfare of the church of God, and for the unity of all peoples of any faith, any belief, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our UUA staff and all of the clergy and all of the congregations, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For wisdom and intelligence for all of our elected leaders and for all in authority, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Heartland and for Wisconsin, for every city and community and those who live in them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the good earth which we have been given, and for the wisdom and will to conserve it, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those who travel today and every day on land and on water, in the air or through outer space, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the aged and the infirm, the widowed and the orphaned, for the sick and the suffering, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the poor and the oppressed, the unemployed and the destitute, for prisoners and captives, and for all who remember and care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who have died in the hope of the resurrection, and for all of the departed of any faith anywhere, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For deliverance from all danger and violence, oppression and degradation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the absolution and remission of our sins and offenses, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That we may end our lives in faith and hope and love, without suffering and without reproach, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Defend us, deliver us, and in thy compassion protect us, O Lord, by thy grace. And in the communion of all saints and in all sinners and all of us everywhere, let us commend ourselves to one another and all our lives to thee, O Lord our God. Amen.
Amen.
Almighty God, by your Holy Spirit, you have made us one with your saints in heaven and on earth. Grant that in our earthly pilgrimage we may always be supported by this fellowship of love and prayer and human souls, and know ourselves to be surrounded by their witness to power and mercy. We ask this for our sake and for the sake of Jesus Christ, in whom all our intercessions are acceptable, and all may be welcomed and redeemed, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. Who has not? By what we have done and what we have left undone. We've not loved you with our whole heart. We've not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, a human as we are human, have mercy on us and forgive us that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Please take just a moment to greet the people around you on this beautiful cold morning. O Lord, our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power, because you have created all things, and by your will they were created and have your being. May we give generously today and every day, knowing that we honor the deepest soul of humanity when we care for one another and for our community.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, because you gave Jesus Christ, your only Son, to be born for us. By the mighty power of the Holy Spirit was made perfect man of the flesh of the Virgin Mary, his mother, so that we might be delivered from the bondage of sin and receive power to become your children. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself, and when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, the perfect sacrifice and oblation for the whole world. On the night in which he was betrayed to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And after supper, he took the wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of a new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And that the last day bring us with all of your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. We ask this through Jesus Christ, by him and with him, and in him all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior, Jesus Christ, has taught us, we are bold to say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia. Christ, our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. If you would like to receive communion, please come this way, come up this, make a line up this aisle. You'll get the bread from Sue, and you'll come to me to dip it into the cup. So if you would like to receive communion, please rise and come forward and start over on this side. Eternal God and Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with the spiritual food of the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Please rise in body or spirit as you are willing and join in singing the first Noel. The words are in your order of service.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.